coaching. Chapter 11, The Written Narrative. In the previous chapter, I talked about the importance of the one-on-one coaching sessions between a manager and her employee. That technique is about providing an ongoing mechanism for helping the product person reach her potential. In this chapter, I'd like to discuss my single favorite coaching tool for helping product people become exceptional, the written narrative. But first, I need to admit that of all the various coaching techniques I have and use, this one gets more resistance than any other technique. In fact, with more than a few people, I have had to essentially force them to use it. It's not so much that people doubt the effectiveness, it's just that it can often be painful. And I've found that the people who need this technique the most are often the ones who resist it the most. Product people, especially product managers, have to make arguments all the time. Not so much for minor things, but once things become costly and risky, good example include large features and projects, and especially significant new efforts, there will naturally be many people who will question and challenge the work. Usually, it's the executives from across the company, but it often starts with convincing your own team. The technique I'm talking about is writing out a narrative explaining your argument and recommendation. To be clear, I am not talking about a spec of any sort. A spec is not intended to be a persuasive piece. It's just a document describing the details of what you want built. Rather, I'm talking about a roughly 6-page document that describes in narrative form the problem you're trying to solve, why this will be valuable to your customers and for your business, and your strategy for solving the problem. If this narrative is done well, the reader will be both inspired and convinced. One company that has made this written narrative the core of how they operate and innovate is Amazon. They have embraced this technique more than any other company I know, and I don't think it's a coincidence that they are one of the world's most consistently innovative companies. Here's the thing. It's not hard for you as product person in some kickoff meeting to show a PowerPoint presentation, wave your hands, toss out some data points, and sound enthusiastic and confident, and then watch as the meeting degenerates into design by committee, or just as bad, everyone gets frustrated and just turns to the highest paid person in the room for direction. When this happens, it's clear to me that the product person did not do the necessary homework. The person doesn't truly know the topic. The argument is weak. The person has not sufficiently considered and addressed the various perspectives and constraints. What the written narrative does is make this obvious. We've all seen product people stand up and bluster and pretend to know what they're talking about. But with the written narrative, there is no faking it. As former Netscape engineer and longtime Amazonian Brad Porter puts it, speed and scale are weapons, and Amazon has already told everyone its secret, if only they have the discipline to implement it. Despite Amazon's 25-year record of consistent technology-powered innovation, most product people I know would do nearly anything to avoid having to write out this type of narrative analysis and recommendation. Yet, it's one of the most valuable things they could do to both move faster and make better decisions. This is why I emphasize the one-on-one technique first. Very few product people have the discipline to do this written narrative and confront the glaring holes in their arguments alone. However, the manager can coach the product person through this process. The structure is to write the narrative itself in a few pages and then follow this with an FAQ. The idea is to anticipate the different concerns and objections that might come from key executives and stakeholders. Take the time to consider and write up clear answers to these objections, and then review these responses with the people that have these concerns. When the executive later reads this narrative, she can see that you anticipated the issues and considered the response, and she knows that you have done your homework. You might use this narrative to kick off decision meetings like Amazon does, or Even if you decide you want to do that PowerPoint presentation, I promise you that if you first do a good job on the written narrative, then your presentation will be very easy to create and will flow directly from the narrative. The presentation will be much better for it, and your visible preparation on the material will leave your audience justifiably impressed. I had to be convinced of this myself early in my career, and I'm just grateful that I had a manager who pushed me well outside my comfort zone to do this. I've been a convert ever since. I still use this technique frequently. When I am working on a new keynote presentation, I force myself to write out a full narrative first, iterate until it's logical and compelling, test the narrative with people I respect and know will tell me the truth, and only then do I create the actual presentation. If you've never tried this technique before, on your next significant effort, I hope you'll give the written narrative technique a try. Expect it to be uncomfortable. Be sure to incorporate the perspectives of the members of your team and key stakeholders. Spend the time to make it clear, concise, and compelling. I'm confident you'll be a much stronger product person as